If you find a tick burrowed into your skin, the very first thing you should do is panic. I'm kidding. There are three things to remind yourself when you've been bitten. Not all species of ticks carry Lyme disease. Of the species that do, not all of them are infected. And even when they are, diseases take time to transmit. So step one is not to freak out, it's
remove that tick as quickly as possible.
This is Eric Foster, a medical entomologist with the CDC.
We don't recommend that, you know, people use a match or cover it with petroleum jelly or anything like that.
Funny story, I once moisturized a tick that was embedded in my chest with hand lotion and then burnt myself trying to get it off with a match. Don't be like me. Use tweezers.
Do it as fast as possible and pull it straight out. No twisting, no freak out moments.
Again, with the don't freak out message, this is Caitlin Morse, a doctor of infectious disease and executive director of Bebop Labs, a nonprofit that's tracking infected ticks in New Hampshire.
This is pretty cool stuff. We could actually do tables by town because our data...
She's doing that by collecting ticks. So if you find one that's not embedded in your skin, say on your dog or your clothes, you can stick it between two pieces of tape and mail it to Caitlin. She'll add it to Bebop's growing database about where and how many New Hampshire ticks are infected with the pathogens that cause Lyme disease, as well as other tick-borne illnesses like anaplasmosis and babesiosis.
So we're getting more ticks earlier this year than we were last year. We got some as early as February.
If step one is to remove the tick, then step two is definitely to identify it. And that's why it's important to know your area's ticks.
Are if there's any white on them, you found a dog tick. If there's any red on them, then you found a black-legged tick, although that's only the female. But female.
Here in New Hampshire, the vast majority of ticks are either dog ticks or the ones you really don't want, black-legged ticks, also known as deer ticks. Based on the advice of experts, I've come up with a helpful rhyme you can use as a guide. If there's any white, you're probably all right. But if you cannot tell, get some help.
The problem is if they are the nymphs, which are so tiny, they really don't have a lot of identifying features.
Maria Duke-Wasser there, disease ecologist at Columbia University.
In fact, we have an app called the Tick App that it can do just that. So you can take a picture and send it to us and we tell you which tick it is and how long we think it might have been on you.
So, second point, even if you pull out a black-legged tick, it's very, very unlikely you've contracted something like Lyme disease unless it's been embedded for 24 hours or more. The problem is, well, it's hard to know how long the tick has been in there. They're small.
The size of a poppy seed, which is not trivial.
The folks behind the Tick app can estimate with a photo, or you can take the next step and get your tick tested. Technology and Tick Report are two commercial labs where, for somewhere between $25 and $50, you can get a full workup on your tick. They'll identify the species, tell you whether it's fed or partially fed, and maybe most importantly, tell you if it's infected with disease.
If it's a black-legged tick and I don't know how long it's been on me, then I'm like, okay, this is one that I'm definitely gonna get tested.
Most of the time, a tick bite does not by itself warrant a dose of antibiotics. That's the normal treatment when a doctor suspects you may have Lyme disease. Some doctors will give you a prophylactic dose of antibiotics for a tick bite.
Others will tell you to wait and see.
The CDC only recommends prophylactic antibiotics for black-legged tick bites where the tick has been embedded for over 36 hours, and only then in Lyme endemic counties and states like New Hampshire. For short-duration bites, the low risk of infection isn't necessarily worth the side effects of the medicine. But even if the risk isn't high enough for a preemptive strike, it is wise to remain vigilant.
Save that tick and watch for symptoms.
Again, this is Eric Foster from the CDC.
Keep an eye out for fever and body aches, any kind of joint pains, any rash.
And if you get any of those symptoms or more over the next few weeks,
see your healthcare provider immediately.
So those are your three easy steps. Remove the tick, identify the tick, and monitor for symptoms. But as someone once told me, the ticks you find aren't the problem. It's the ticks you don't find that you should really be scared of. For NHBR News, I'm Taylor Quimby.